Correspondent Jean Guerrero has been on our program before, reporting on immigration. Now she's written her own story about growing up in San Diego and her own cross-border travels. Jean's Puerto Rican-born mother was a doctor and often busy with her patients, but her father, whose family was rooted in Mexico, lavished attention on her. He introduced his daughter to the mysteries of the natural world and fantasy, capturing their times together on home videos. The young father dangling his infant daughter above the raging California surf, or just chatting. As a child, Jean and her father were close, but that bond began to fray when he started to be overwhelmed by paranoid thoughts. He had a breakdown, teetered on the brink of sanity. Guerrero tries to untangle what happened to their relationship in her new book, Crux, a cross-border memoir.
In my first memory, my father and I are on an airplane, and he points at this cloud that's outside the window and somehow makes me see that he's reaching through the window and touching the cloud. And I know in retrospect that this is clearly an illusion. He was using the power of suggestion to, you know, probably stoke the window and make me feel as if he was touching the cloud itself. But I remember it so clearly. I remember the feel of the cloud in my hand and how surprised I was at the fact that it had no real substance. But my father was always blurring that line between reality and imagination for me. He was always encouraging me to push past the material. He's this man who crosses borders between madness and sanity, between science and spirituality, and I ended up crossing a lot of borders in pursuit of him.
So in 2000, your father had a breakdown after he and your mom essentially split up. You were about 11, living in a condo with your mother, and she's insisting at one point, your father returns to the house, and she insists that he stay downstairs. He thinks he's hearing voices in the walls. What does he do then?
He punched holes in the walls. He tore the floor bare of its carpet. He was trying to find hidden cameras or hidden microphones. He wanted to understand where these voices in his head were coming from. And he tore the condominium apart completely. And after that is when he disappeared, and he was kind of in and out of my life after that for a while. I thought he was dead.
Right. I mean, he wraps himself in this episode in tinfoil. You referred to that earlier, and asks you and your sister to do the same. Your mother tells you he's schizophrenic. What does that mean to you at the time?
It provided an explanation for why my father had changed, and that's what I was looking for. It meant that he wasn't gone because he didn't love me anymore. He was gone because of something biologically wrong with him. But I ended up becoming really obsessed with schizophrenia, and I became eventually sort of convinced that I was going to become schizophrenic, and I became very self-destructive.
So as a teenager, you're drawn to Mexico, and you write, "It felt liberating to dangle over the abyss. In my father's country, I crossed again and again, crashing house parties, crawling into random cars, accepting drinks from older men." But what you're really doing is looking for your father. Explain that.
Exactly. I would cross into Mexico, and I would sort of feel like I was immersing myself in his world and recapturing him in that sense. My mother always told me, you know, Mexico is a dangerous place. You can't go there. But again, that danger was attractive to me. My father, even from that very first memory where he's sort of dissolving the boundary of the window on the airplane, he was always encouraging me, either directly or indirectly, to push past the boundaries of reality and to push past the boundaries of what was acceptable and what was safe. So I was always crossing these lines to try to understand him and to try to become him. In a way, I kind of lost myself searching for my father. But I also, he gave me the tools to sort of find my way back to earth. And those tools were journalism. I was able to sift through the history and, you know, investigate to try to figure out what was fact and what was fiction and find my way back to a place where I could feel rooted and like I didn't have to repeat these destructive patterns that recur through the generations.
Jean, you write near the end of your book that your own preference is to believe in shamans rather than in lunatics, and that north of the border, Poppy might be diagnosed or medicated. South of the border, he might be revered, consulted. Are you judging two different belief systems? Because there are elements of both in both the United States and Mexico, aren't there?
Absolutely. I never wanted to create an extreme dichotomy between the belief system in the United States and the belief system in Mexico, because it's very porous. And there's a lot of magic and fairy tales in the United States, just as there is magic and shamanism in Mexico. But for me, I rediscovered those magical aspects of my history and my family's life when I was in Mexico and when I immersed myself in that culture. Because when I was in the United States, I pursued this much more scientific, very objective, fact-based, trying to understand my father through purely, you know, neurotransmitters and diagnoses. For me, Mexico represented another opportunity, a different alternative.
So by writing this memoir, Jean, what got resolved for you?
Writing this memoir allowed me to untangle myself from my father. I realized that I didn't have to idolize him and I didn't have to hate or reject him either. That reality is way more complex than I thought it was. And when I accepted that, when I learned how to dwell in that uncertainty, that was sort of when I was able to stop reliving his life. I could just accept him as he was. And when I learned that I could do that, that was when I was sort of free of him.
Have your parents read the book, and do they agree with your portrayal of either or both of them?
My mother has read the book, and she is supportive of the book. And my father has not read the book. He's kind of trying to work up the courage, I guess. But he's been incredibly supportive of this project. I had this launch party last week, and I wasn't sure if he was going to show up, but he did, and it meant so much to me to see him there. He came on his motorcycle. he actually stood in the front row. He showed up, and he was like, "Please don't tell anybody I'm here." And I'm like, "I will not." He didn't want people looking at him. He doesn't believe in complacency, and I think that is why he ultimately supports my writing of this book. It meant the world to have his support. I think he knows why I had to write this.
Jean Guerrero is the Fronteras reporter for KPBS in San Diego. Her just published memoir is Crux, a cross-border memoir. Jean, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.